You're listening to SBS News.
The British rollout of vaccines has been one of the world's fastest, with 73% of the adult population fully inoculated. And now that vaccination drive is about to be expanded. In the coming weeks, vaccinations to youths will be rolled out in the United Kingdom. 16 and 17-year-olds will be eligible for a first dose of Pfizer without consent from their parents. The four nations of the United Kingdom have all accepted the change in advice from the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation for those in that age group who are healthy. Wee Shin Lim chairs that committee. He says there's been feedback from young people who want to have the choice to get the COVID jab.
We are, as you can imagine, being cautionary in the way we're approaching this. And that's because we place a very high value on the safety of our children and young people. And I believe we do that rightly, and that reflects the public viewpoint as well, that we should regard the safety of our children and young people very highly.
The change means that another 1.4 million people across the UK will be eligible for a first dose of vaccine. Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, Jonathan Van Tam, says the move isn't likely to happen tomorrow or early next week, but the JCVI has been preparing for multiple permutations and options for many weeks now.
Obviously, children are going to start going back to colleges and sixth forms from September. And in Scotland, that will be actually, I think, slightly earlier in some cases. So there is no time to waste in getting on with this. Now we have the JCVI advice on starting that initial first dose in 16 to 17-year-olds. Then I want us to proceed as fast as is practically possible.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is calling for a halt on COVID-19 vaccine boosters until at least the end of September, as the gap between vaccinations in wealthy and poor countries widens. Senior advisor to the WHO Director General, Dr. Bruce Aylward, says all people needed to be protected from the Delta variant, not just those in high-income countries.
And if we continue to put strain on vaccines by now going into third, fourth doses or whatever in areas that already have high coverage, we just will not be able to catch up. So really it's a call again for that global solidarity to achieve the coverage we need to have the biggest possible public health impact and get the world out of this crisis as rapidly as possible.
Meanwhile, in Cuba, authorities have reported 98 deaths linked to COVID-19. That's a record number since the start of the pandemic. Cuba has also seen its highest daily case totals in recent weeks as the rollout of the island's own Abdala vaccine tries to keep up. Pan American Health Organization Director of Health Emergencies, Ciro Arte, admits the situation is complicated in Cuba.
There's a very difficult economic situation today in Cuba. There are long lines to obtain food, for instance. There's an exhaustion among people from the measures taken to protect themselves during the pandemic. However, there are positive signs. The increase of vaccination in Cuba is a significant increase in many places, and we hope that it will continue to do so to reduce the number of deaths and serious cases.
Over in Argentina, the health minister says those who have received a first dose of the Sputnik V vaccine will be able to receive a second dose of either the AstraZeneca or Moderna jabs. Carla Visotti says the decision to mix vaccines for some recipients was based on both scientific evidence as well as concerns about the outbreak of the Delta variant.
Given that August is the month for the second dose of immunization, the importance of completing the vaccination schedules due to the potential risk generated by the circulation of the Delta variant is that we are able to move forward with vaccination in the country, in the 24 jurisdictions exchanging different vaccines.
The move also aims to speed up the delivery of vaccines to Argentinian residents. The foreign ministers of Spain and Portugal are seeking to reassure the UK government that travel to their countries is safe, despite the ongoing ongoing threat of the pandemic. The countries rely heavily on British visitors to sustain their key tourism industries and have expressed concern about any tightening of UK restrictions. Currently, those who are fully vaccinated don't have to self-isolate when coming into the UK from Spain or Portugal. Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez says Spain is one of the countries in the world and within the European Union that's fostering and vaccinating the biggest percentage of its population.
We are near to 60% already of the population with the whole vaccination done. That shows that we are fighting against the virus, and that shows, and if you see the rates of beds that are available in hospitals in Spain, so the tourists can get the medical care if they need, that shows that Spain is a safe country to come here.
Portuguese Foreign Minister Augusto Santos Silva says the epidemiological situation in Portugal is improving and he's hoping for vaccine recognition reciprocity.
E julgo que esse facto é reconhecido por epidemiologia em Portugal está a melhorar.
We recognize the vaccination certificates issued by the United Kingdom. So this is one of the countries outside of the European Union from which no additional measure is needed in case of the certificate. We hope the ongoing discussions between the UK and the European Commission may conclude very soon.
And in Japan, citizens have expressed their mixed feelings following the government's decision to introduce a contentious new policy in which coronavirus patients with moderate symptoms will isolate at home instead of in hospitals. New virus cases in Tokyo have surged to record levels in recent weeks, with cases in the capital more than tripling since the Olympics began on July 23. The new policy introduced this week was debated in Parliament on Wednesday. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.